Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that all of our motion detector lights stopped the Purple Ninjas from stealing our jetpacks from Spyology Squad HQ. But it sounds like they're up to something new. Something about Queen Jinja's time-traveling machine to stop the light bulb from being invented in the first place? Do you guys know who made the light bulb? I'm not sure either, but let's find out what happens next.
Are we almost there yet? We've been driving for hours. I'm just so... who knows how much longer it is?
Shh! Quiet. This is a very important mission, and... yeah, I think we're almost there, but stop complaining about it. Wait. Holy wow! Look at that giant castle over there!
The Purple Ninjas had been driving their purple stinky blimp lab for several hours on their way to Queen Gingivitis's castle. This is where Dr. Stinky Breath was hoping to find her old time-traveling machine.
Wow, that is the coolest, biggest castle I've ever seen!
I've never seen one before. Have you ever seen one before?
Nope, I've never seen one before. But anyway, that is an amazing castle! Doctor, come and take a look at this!
They carefully landed the purple blimp right outside of the castle.
Purple Ninjas, what is all the commotion about? Have you never seen a castle before? Oh! Queen Gingivitis, it's great to see you!
Dr. Stinky Breath could see Queen Gingivitis off in the distance waving to greet them.
Why, hello, it's great to see you all. It's such a surprise to see the old purple stinky blimp lab back. What seems to be the occasion?
Boss, what's all that stuff hanging out of her teeth?
Oh, don't talk about that. If you talk about her messy teeth, she gets very upset. Queen Jinja, it's great to see you. Come here, come here.
Dr. Stinky Breath gave Queen Jinja a hug, and she led them inside of her castle. The Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath were all amazed at how huge her castle was. After a few minutes of catching up, after several years of not seeing each other, Dr. Stinky Breath got to the point of why they were there.
Yes, and this brings us to the point of why we are here today. Remember the old time-traveling machines that you used to have way back in the day? Do you still have it?
Oh, the old time machine? Of course I do. Come with me.
Queen Jinja led Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas down many, many stairs to a deep, dark room in the basement of her giant stone castle.
It's really dusty down here. Oh, holy wow! Look at that thing!
They just rounded the corner, and yes, it was very dusty, but off in the distance, the Purple Ninjas could see what looked like a time machine. They raced over and started wiping off all the dust on the machine.
Boss, what was the year again that the light bulb was invented?
It was 1879. Type in that date, 1879, and I will go back and take care of this problem.
And what exactly is the problem that you're trying to solve?
Asked Queen Jinja.
Well, let's say that lights have been causing us many problems recently with our plans, and so if we can go back to 1879, I know exactly who to find to stop him from inventing the light bulb in the first place.
Purple Ninjas, push the button and send me back in time.
As they pushed the button, a giant flash of light filled the room, and Dr. Stinky Breath was gone.
Wow, I hope he knows how to get back here,
said one of the purple ninjas. Meanwhile, Ava and Jaden had just finished their homework, and they were meeting up with some friends to play some soccer at a field nearby. Jaden! I'm over here! Shouted Ava. Hey, how's it going? You ready to play an awesome game of... What was that? As they both turned around, there was a giant flash of purple color in the sky. That was weird, said Ava. Yeah, that I've never seen before, but anyway, let's kick the ball around. So how was your day at school? Said Jaden. Did you hear that we're getting a school robot? Said Ava. What are you talking about? A school robot? Said Jaden. Yes, it's gonna be in like the cafeteria and ride around and give everyone free drink refills. That sounds super cool, and a little creepy too, said Jaden. I don't know how I feel about a robot pouring my orange juice for me. Bzz, 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 bzz. Shh. Hey guys, it's Mr. Jim. Are you there? I have a really random question. Shh. Yeah, we're actually playing soccer out here. It's me and Ava. What's up? Shh. So am I crazy or did we do something with the motion lights in the back of HQ? Because they're all gone. Ava and Jaden looked at each other and knew that something must not be right. Shh. No, they were definitely there. The purple ninjas must have stolen them. We'll meet you at HQ right now and help you install some new ones. We'll stop by the store and pick some up on the way. Over and out. Shh. Ava and Jaden went to the store nearby that was in between where the soccer field was and HQ. And as they went inside, they were surprised to find zero light bulbs. Excuse me, do you work here? Asked Jaden.
Yes, do you need some help?
Yeah, we're just looking for some light bulbs. What aisle are they in? Asked Ava.
Light bulbs. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of a light bulb before. But let me know if you need any other help.
The store manager walked away and Ava and Jaden were very confused.
Did he say he's never heard of a light bulb? Said Ava.
What kind of store is this?
It's a store that should definitely have light bulbs, and I'm very confused, said Jaden. We gotta get back to HQ, because it feels like something's wrong. As they arrive at HQ, Mr. Jim is waiting at the door to greet them.
Guys, I think someone actually must have broken inside because literally every single light bulb at HQ is gone.
Ava nodded at Jaden and said,
I'm not so sure because we just went to the department store down the street and they acted like they'd never even heard of light bulbs before.
Mr. Jim's eyes got very large and he said,
oh no, guys, come here. That kind of makes sense with what I saw over. Oh no.
Jaden and Ava followed closely behind Mr. Jim, who reached out for some piece of papers that were some reports that he had printed off.
Look at this. Our radar picked up a spike in energy. Pretty far away at this really old castle. But look at this. It looks almost like a time travel signal.
Ava grabbed the paper and looked closely.
Jaden, look at the time of when that happened. That's exactly when we saw that purple flash when we were playing soccer.
All of a sudden, Ava dropped the papers to the floor and said,
guys, I think I figured it out. How in the world did you figure it out that fast?
Said Mr. Jim.
It just all makes sense. So, remember last night when the purple ninjas were scared off by the lights outside?
Yeah, said Jaden.
Well, if I were to think like a purple ninja, I would think that we gotta get rid of the light so that we can steal stuff. And that spike of energy that looks like a time travel signal and that purple flash we saw makes me think that they might have gone back in time to get rid of light bulbs in the first place. And that's why that guy at the store didn't even know anything about light bulbs, said Jaden. Exactly. Mr. Jim, where do you think they would have traveled to?
Mr. Jim thought for a second and then said,
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison is the one who made the light bulb in 1879. That's got to be where they went to. Mr. Jim, we need to turn on our time traveler. We have to go save the light bulb. You're right, Jaden, but who's going to go?
I will, said Jaden as he stepped forward. Back at that old stone castle. Dr. Stinky Breath had just arrived back in his time machine.
I did it. I stopped him from inventing the light bulb forever!
Wow, how did you do that, boss?
It was easy. I made him feel like a failure, and he just gave up. What do you think about that, Queen Ginger?
Making others feel like failures is one of your superpowers, Doctor.
Oh, no! Have they actually stopped the invention of the light bulb happening in the first place? How in the world is Biology Squad going to be able to fix this one? I hope Jaden knows what he's doing and going back in time.
We're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Biology Squad.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. This birthday kid's name starts with a D and ends with an N. Get your guesses in for this birthday kid's name. Drumroll, please. Happy birthday, Declan, who's turning 5 years old. He loves dinosaurs, movie cars, and runs really, really fast. Holy smokes, Declan, I'm so glad that you are on Biology Squad and we got to celebrate your birthday. I hope it's the best birthday ever.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And I want to give some shout outs to our Biology Squad. I want to say hey to Isla and Lena, Dylan, Raleigh and Summer, Reva and Mila, and Weston and Jacob. I'm so glad that you're on our Biology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And remember, there's an adventure around every corner.